This is Wade Rafke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A coalition of 16 states, including California and New York, challenged President Trump in court over his plan to use emergency powers to spend billions of dollars on his border wall. A third of Brazil's population is now evangelical, up from 15% in 2000, according to Datafolha, a local pollster. This change has been reflected in Brazil's increasingly powerful evangelical caucus, which now claims one in six members in Brazil's lower house, making it the most conservative national congress since Brazil's return to democracy in 1984. Almost exactly a year after their walkout inspired a nationwide movement, West Virginia teachers and school workers are set to strike again to protest a bill to invest state funds into private school vouchers and charter schools, diverting it away from traditional public schools. Lawmakers in Florida and Missouri are weighing legislation to make ballot initiatives more challenging by charging fees, mandating more petition signatures, or requiring more votes for passage. Both states are likely to be targeted by organizers for Medicaid expansion petition drives in 2020. Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren is proposing a $70 billion per year universal child care program that would provide free care for up to 12 million children, her aide said. Federal air safety regulators are investigating Southwest Airlines for widespread failures to accurately track the combined weight of checked bags loaded into each of its jets. Political operative working on behalf of a Republican candidate for Congress oversaw an illegal absentee ballot scheme and went to elaborate lengths to conceal it, a North Carolina election official said at a hearing that could settle the final undecided House race of last year's midterms. Nearly 400 Southern Baptist leaders have been accused of sexual misconduct or crimes against more than 700 victims since 1998, according to an investigation by the Houston Chronicle and the San Antonio Express News. Offenders include pastors, youth pastors, and volunteers. A study group on sexual abuse, which was created last year, offered the proposals including potential background checks before ordination, a task force to develop curriculum to train ministers about sexual abuse, and a possible database of offenders. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.